observe the provisions of the High Town Council Code of Conduct, and in particular those contained in paragraph 3, registration and declaration of interests. If a councillor has a disclosable pecuniary interest fee, she must, unless a dispensation has been granted, withdraw from the meeting room and take no part in the discussion or vote. If any disclosable pecuniary interest has not been entered in the town council register, then you must disclose it at the meeting and inform the monitoring officer within 28 days of the date of the initial disclosure. Failure to abide by the provision of the code in regard to disclosure of pecuniary interest now amounts to a criminal offence. Are there any declarations? Councillor Conner?
I've got significant interest in item 5.
I've spoken to the monitoring officer and taken written advice. I'm twin-hatted, as you will appreciate. I've been advised that I should declare a personal interest as a twin-hatter on Y17/1042/SH, which is the item relating to Prince Gray.
Thank you very much. Mrs. Price.
And then secondly, I am a member of Hive Civic Society, one of 800. There is a letter of opposition to Princess Parade, and therefore I'll declare that I'm a member of the Civic Society.
Okay, thank you.
To save time, I have exactly the same situation as Councillor Deer.
Thank you very much.
In both cases.
That does not preclude you from taking part in the debate. I'm sure you're not a member. Thank you very much indeed. Item 4. Adjournment of meeting for public inclusion in accordance with Standing Order Number 1G to receive written questions and addresses from members of the public. The public should note that questions are to be placed in writing with 3-day notice and are to be limited to items on the agenda. The chairman of the meeting shall determine whether questions put at the meeting can be answered at the meeting or be reserved for future written reply. Addresses from the public are limited to 3 minutes per individual. The public session to be limited to a maximum of 9 minutes. Would the public please advise the town clerk in advance of the meeting if they so wish to speak? Go ahead, please. Thank you. We've received. Could you declare, please, Henry?
Freedoms of the public who wish to speak during the public conclusion item. Mr. Brian Morgan, Ms. Vicky Sherm, and Mr. Jeff German.
Thank you. I propose that we adjourn the committee meeting to receive the first 3 speakers. Can I have a second, please?
I'm Brian Morgan. Can I introduce myself before I start my 3 minutes, please?
You may introduce yourself.
Thank you. I'm Brian Morgan. I'm a town planner providing advice to the Save Princess Parade campaign on behalf of Planning Aid England.
Thank you.
The Town and Country Planning Act requires that planning applications are determined in accordance with the development plan, unless material considerations indicate otherwise. The development plan is the core strategy and the save policies of the local plan. The development plan allocates Princess Parade for open space in policy TM8, and in policy LR9 states open space should be protected. This proposal is contrary to the National Planning Policy Framework and to the policies of the development plan, and it creates significant harm. Because of the height and mass of the buildings, it destroys the most important view in the district, Planning Inspector 2004. For the same reasons, it destroys the openness of Princess Parade and the associated views. The Council's own evidence states that this development, which includes moving the road, damages the setting of the canal, which is a scheduled ancient monument, and takes away its tranquility. It results in the loss of open space where there is already a deficiency. It introduces vulnerable development into an area with a high probability of flooding without testing the evidence as to whether there are less vulnerable sites for development, which there are. It proposes a leisure centre, which is a town centre use, in a location which is divorced from a town centre, when a site has already been identified in the development plan at Nichols Quarry, where there is a need and a financial provision. The council's documents state that this development creates harm, but the public benefit outweighs that harm. Do not be seduced by that argument. The council's annual monitoring report identifies that Shepway has 7 years housing land supply. To meet the government target, it only needs 5 years. There is therefore no overriding housing need. It is not necessary to destroy the openness of Princess Parade or the setting of the canal to build a leisure centre. The development plan identifies, as I said, an alternative site at Nichols Quarry for a leisure centre, including a swimming pool. Again, there is no overriding need to build on Princess Parade. As well as there being an alternative site, the council doesn't even know whether a leisure centre on this site is financially viable, and that is clear in their cabinet report. Do not be persuaded by the council's reference to emerging plans or documents.
Mr. Morgan, please conclude.
Okay. This proposal is contrary to the advice in the National Planning Policy Framework and to the policies of the Development Plan, and it creates the significant harm that I set out previously. There are no other material considerations to weigh against the policies, and I ask on the campaign's behalf that you recommend that this application is refused. Thank you.
I don't represent anybody, so I'm just going to speak to you from the heart. And I want to mention three things, something about the past, something about the present, and something about the future. I understand that we don't have a neighbourhood development plan in this area. We're one of the few areas in the country that doesn't. And yet, until 2014, we did have people working very, very hard to do that. And we could have had area planning for everybody concerned. That would have supported a decision that this group makes, because after all this is an advisory group to Shepway Council, and it would have been great had we had a neighbourhood development plan put together by the local community ready for whatever came next, and then we wouldn't have the need for great meetings like this or acrimonious meetings, as I understand have happened in the past. Secondly, I just love this area. I moved into this area because of its natural beauty. We've got a canal here, which is absolutely stunning. We walk along it. I run along it very often. And look at the skyline. There are no houses to stop it. The skyline is beautiful. We look out to sea. It just makes you feel wonderful walking along there in Hythe. And it's one of the very, very few unmanaged, unmown areas in the whole place. We've got open space, yes, but we haven't got anything with as many birds, as much wildlife, and it's absolutely wonderful when you're walking along there saying hi to the dog walkers or the people who are fishing. So that is the current state. We're lucky to have that space which divides Hythe from Seabrook. It's a brilliant, brilliant area, and it is made massive use of. The future, I can see two reasons for the development. One is the pool, which has already been mentioned. 25-metre pool that's not going to be built for a good number of years. I'm sorry, but I cannot understand why people aren't pushing much harder for a pool to happen much more quickly on a site that's accessible to everyone, with more parking, and has the support of a lot of people. So I don't understand and secondly, affordable housing. Now, as far as I understand it, the affordable housing comes second in any development because of the financial issues around. Affordable housing, really, on a seafront, looking at the sea views, putting up the prices, it's absolutely crazy. There are other sites available, and as we just heard, you know, that there, Shepway has enough land, has enough building capacity, so that this site isn't needed. So, in conclusion, I really feel that to keep a really wonderful open area is fantastic. And why we're fiddling with that, with the problems of flooding, with the problems of tips, where I don't want my grandchildren to come along and be worried about asbestos and the rest of it. So hopefully we'll say no.
Thank you very much.
Speaking on the cycle route, is that...
Absolutely.
OK. Can everybody hear me? Good, good, good. Deputy Town Clerk, Chair, Councillors, I've got basically 6 points to make about this cycle path. First of all, please note the difficult position that the High Green Preservation Society are in. Some months ago, we were invited to a meeting of Cycle Shepway to discuss the route. I was assured at that meeting, having made several concerns... notice I don't use the word objection there, concerns, that there would be a second meeting that would resolve our concerns or attempt to. That didn't happen. And then suddenly I find out that the plan is now reaching a more formal process. So we really didn't have that much chance to discuss this in any detail with the society. However, we're still waiting for clarification on these issues. Secondly, we are concerned about the proposed width of the path. As I understand, it's anything up to 3 metres. We asked at this meeting, does it have to be as wide as that? Is that a legal stipulation? And nobody seemed to know. Without being too critical, it was not an easy meeting to be at. People who were supposed to be there were not there, other people arrived late, so none of these questions were answered. All would be clarified at the next meeting that actually didn't happen, the Great Ghost meeting. Or if it did happen, I wasn't invited to it. Thirdly, if the route is up to 3 metres wide, we feel it would be an ugly scar across the green. It might encourage racing across the green. You're looking here at a very slow cyclist. I use the path already, but I keep my speed down. But quad bikes, or indeed, and you do need to think about this right the way through to SDC, electric bikes. Electric bikes are going to be a big thing in the future, and these things can go at quite a rate, much faster than myself. Okay, so be aware of that. What are the safety issues with children and with dogs? If it's 3 metres, it will be a road across the green, basically. 3 metres, I won't demonstrate it, but it's quite a distance, nearly 10 feet. And what's going to happen in the future? Will we end up with a road across the green when it becomes convenient in the future simply to do that? What about the exits? Are the exits going to be widened or not? You're probably going to have to widen the exits if you're going to build a 3 metre road. What are the implications there? What's it going to be made of? An ugly tarmac thing that probably falls apart within a few years. What's the cost going to be? Okay. Fourthly, it was clear from the meeting that I went to, and I accept that things could have changed by now.
30 seconds.
That the whole route had not been surveyed. In other words, that we don't want a route going across the green if we've not got planning permission for the route around the Dymchurch Redoubt. Another point made at the meeting. Should the Smith's Portex site be developed? And I understand, I'm not on any planning committees, but that might happen. And there's a connecting road between Range Road and Fort Road. Would it not be better to put the route in around there and use the thank you, Chair. Use the route across the green as a temporary route? In conclusion, we need more clarification. We're not necessarily against, and Lynn Sims and myself are willing to come to any meetings with anybody to discuss it further. Thank you, Chair.
Councillors, I propose we reconvene the committee meeting. suspend standing orders in order for the last two members of the public to address the committee. Can I have a seconder, please? All those in favour? Thank you very much.
Can I have a point of order, please? Yeah. Is that going to be, if we suspend standing orders, are they still going to be restricted to 3 minutes, or can they speak for any
Should be 3 minutes.
3 minutes.
So, that extend in there.
So, Chairman, you're imposing that, are you?
I am indeed. Right, I'd like to ask Mr. Bunster, please. We should address the meeting.
Thank you, Chairman.
Mr. Bunster, you have 3 minutes.
Yes. Okay. I'm representing, speaking on behalf of the Shetland Environment and Community Network, and probably quite a lot of the people that are here today. The first thing to be said is that the council needs to be bombarded with objections. So anyone that hasn't written really must write, and write soon. And so I'll give you some points that you can raise, because I've been working on this matter for some considerable months. The first point to make is that as a scheduled ancient monument, it has to receive scheduled monument consent. And that is a process which has got to be gone through. The council are aware of it, and what we have to do is challenge them to state whether in fact they've made that effort, because I bet they haven't. So it's scheduled monument consent that you have to raise as an issue. And the other thing is that Heritage England, Historic England as they're now called, offered about a year ago to consult at no cost to the council with the officers dealing with this matter to get their priorities right and to make sure that the things that they were looking for within the application were going to be valid and would stand the test of time in order not to waste time. Now offer was accepted by Andy Jarrett on behalf of the Shetway Council, but I'm not aware that those meetings ever took place. And so things that could be done to pave the way don't seem to have been done. Several mentions have been made of alternative sites, and that is a key issue, because harm is likely to be done to a site like this, then if there is an alternative site which is going to take away that threat, it has got to be given serious consideration. And we know Sport England are willing to support both strategically and financially the building of a leisure centre and swimming pool at Nichols Quarry. The site is paid for, it's available, and it's just been ignored and kicked into the long grass, and that is a disgrace. And the reason that Sport England favour that site is that it is on the west side of Hythe and would provide facilities for all the people that live on Romney Marsh, which is very important because they've been left out of the equation. So that's very important. And of course, public transport is already provided there. Most of the infrastructure is already going in. So please do your best to draw the council's attention to the things that could be done and that are not being done, because that is the way to avoid it. And the most important thing, and I'll finish on this point, that the reason for the thing being, that the canal being designated at that point, is that the area between the canal and the sea is clear ground, and it was designed as a defence point. And if you put buildings there, there's no clear line of fire. And that is absolutely vital. It's crucial. That
Thank
is why it was designated.
Thank you very much.
Long-term resident, I'm in favour of the development of Princess Parade, although I do have comments regarding height and density of the apartment block. At the moment we have around a kilometre of unusable land covered with brambles that is bleak and profound. slightly unattractive, bounded on the seaside by a stretch of concrete and tarmac that is used by vehicles allowed to go at 40 miles an hour and blotted by parked cars. We also have an outdated swimming pool on its last legs that will shortly be uneconomical to repair. While we could have a double-width paved barrier for pedestrians with no cars, plus some cafes, benches, possibly a hotel, and plenty of room for children, wheelchairs and dogs to meander, plus the modern pool with associated leisure facilities. There is no merit in wasting a seafront asset in this way by doing nothing to improve it. There are plenty of other natural areas for people to enjoy, not least of which are the banks along the canal, which runs all through high. But I would ask that the plans are amended to either speed limit on cycles or send them inland where the road will follow the canal. There are currently too many silent high-speed cyclists who would present a hazard when the new promenade is grounded. I would also ask that the height and density of the apartments is reduced. A height of 4 stories seems excessive, unless, of course, the lower story is below ground to provide parking, and the density of the blocks allows for no green space. Also, the number of households, each with 2 cars, appears to be too much for the parking provided, unless they are below ground, and people have to use them for cars, not storage. Hythe is fortunate in that it has a superb church, an interesting high street, and a lovely canal. If these assets were not present, then there is no way that the prime asset for the seacoast would be used first as a rubbish dump with a relief road and then as a depository for canal dredging, then allowed to turn into an unused wilderness. I'm asking the people of Hythe to be positive. Don't just see the disadvantages and the problems, but see the opportunities for us all with the provision of another attractive asset. I do believe that in the 21st century, the perceived technical problems can be resolved. If the price to pay for a combined assets of a pool, an enhanced promenade, and more usable green space is the much needed housing, then I'm all for it.
Thank you very much.
On the agenda is applications, plans and TPOs. Sheffield District Council, this is attached, to consider the attached applications and make recommendations to Sheffield District Council and thereof. Excuse me. The first application is Y17/1042/SH. I have to advise the councillors that the original application received by the council failed to contain the wording or subsequent consent accompanied by an environmental statement. However, a corrected version was received by Council on Friday the 6th of October, which is within the statutory time limits. The Council staff were unable to copy and deliver the latest version to Councillors within the statutory 3 days prior to this meeting. I am confirming the wording of the application to you, and this detail will be recorded in the minutes. Additionally, I can confirm that the environmental statement reports, the main report and 9 annexes, along with all other reports and drawings associated with this application, have been available online and hard copies have been available in the Council office for viewing and consideration. Accordingly, all aspects of the application can be considered today. Application Y17/1042SH. The application is either an application or subsequent consent accompanied by an environmental statement for the development of land at Prince's Parade, comprising all outline application, brackets, with all matters reserved, close brackets, for up to 150 residential dwellings, brackets, used class 3C3, close brackets, up to 1,270 square metres of commercial uses, including hotel use, open brackets, used class 1, close brackets, retail use, brackets, used class A1, close brackets, and or restaurant of the cafe uses, brackets, used class A3, close brackets. Hard and soft landscape open spaces, including children's play facilities, surface parking for vehicles and bicycles, alterations to existing vehicular and pedestrian access and highway layout within and around the site, site levelling and groundworks, and all necessary supporting infrastructure and services. Full application for a 3,961 square metre leisure centre, brackets used class B2, close brackets, including associated parking, open spaces, and children's play facilities. Play facility. I open for comments. Councillor Ryan.
Thank you, Chairman. As is known, I am not a member of this committee and therefore I'm not able to vote on this matter today. And in order not to fetter my discretion on this matter for the future, I intend to listen to the debate and make a decision regarding this matter, if I'm called upon to do so, at the appropriate time. But I would like to appreciate, and I thank you for giving me the opportunity to speak, I would like to make just one or two comments about this application, and I think it's quite clear that it's an outline planning permission that's been sought. This is the first stage, and we're not considering much detail at this stage. My position has always been quite clear. I want a new pool for Hythe that can be delivered now. Nichols Quarry cannot be delivered now, and I believe is in the wrong location for the residents of Hythe. I also do not subscribe to the theory that this part of Prince's Parade, per se, is a special piece of land, and I think it can be developed. However, I do have two caveats. First of all, the impact on the Royal Military Canal as a scheduled ancient monument, and also contamination issues associated with its use as a former waste dump. With regard to the canal, I'm inclined to think that sufficient measures are in process to ensure minimal impact on the canal environment. However, I have noted Mr. Plumstead's comments regarding scheduled monument consent. Regarding contamination, I'm somewhat alarmed at the content of the surveys, but not surprised. It seems that it is being proposed to cap the site rather than remove, a process which, while I would prefer this removed, I understand that capping has been used very successfully elsewhere, particularly in the O2 Arena site in London, built on previously heavily gas contaminated land. And indeed, those of you who know the area will know that this is effectively a new town built on previously contaminated land. I also noticed that Historic England and Natural England have made recommendations which need to be taken note of. And also that SDC planning officers have given clear guidance in their pre-application advice. That is all I wish to say at this moment, Chairman. As I say, I wish to listen to the debate and will make up my mind. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
At the weekend, I read all the objections and those in favour on the council website, and what I saw was those in favour of the application. It didn't really. They wanted a swimming pool. In a lot of cases, wanted a swimming pool, thought that was great. It didn't go into a lot of detail. And the objections did deal with some issues that I think are quite important. And I come with the question, does the public benefit outweigh the harm that the project will cause? Like the road, and I'm just summing up the objections and summing up people's worries here. With the road, there is little detail regarding the position of the road, the supporting structure, and what materials will be used in building it. Moving the road suddenly looks back to the canal would have a detrimental effect on the environment, including the wildlife there. And it's quite hard to imagine what the road will look like when it's above the canal and how that will affect the canal. The abundance of wildlife needs to be protected. Over 130 species of bird have been recorded on the site. It's a haven for invertebrates and wildflowers, providing food for bees and other insects that in turn increase fish and fowl numbers. Their natural habitats have been preserved for a long period. There's reptiles and amphibians, bat species, birds and other animals help rats become productive by sedimentation colonization. And what's going to happen to all this wildlife when the work's coming down the canal? It's going to have a terrific impact. There's an effect on the visual impact. In 2003, when the last plans went forward, the government inspector said, planning inspector said, it's one of the finest vistas in the district, and the work didn't go ahead at that point. Nichols Quarry will be available in 2020, and that's probably about the time that works will actually start in Prince's Parade. They're not going to start immediately and finish before 2020 because of all the problems. Sports England have clearly said that Nichols Quarry is a better site. In the area of Hyde where I live, there are lots of young people living there. And it would be a lot easier for them to get to Nichols Quarry than it would be to get to Prince's Parade. Other things are the financial viability. I do not believe the council will receive an accurate assessment of the true costs of decontaminating this land and putting adequate and reliable and long-term coastal flood defences in place. As a result, project costs are likely to far exceed the initial estimates, and the cost of ownership and long-term maintenance is likely to be high compared to other sites. This means that the promised affordable housing, I would put affordable housing in brackets, because I don't really see any affordable housing that's been put on high actually being affordable for people in low incomes. But whether the more affordable housing take place, I would begin to wonder, because this has happened elsewhere, that the figures have gone down. I don't believe that Shetland Council has consciously considered its duties and their impact under Section 149 of the Food Quality Act 2010. This means that the public body should specifically consider the effects of each of the aims of the quality duty and how they should be applied. And other issues are Japanese knotweed, the flood risk, and the worry about the canal itself as an ancient monument, and have they got consent? That's everything.
Thank you very much indeed.
Well, I'm well aware that many people here in this room who do not agree with the development of Princess Parade, but I want to represent those people who perhaps have little idea of what's going on anyway, and I believe that the council needs to look forward to help future generations have the opportunity of having a swimming pool to hand, feeling is that we need to have people in this town who have a vision to create a much improved Commonwealth with a range of the different activities that can take place. We do need to plan for the future. Many people don't like change. But I think the council has got to seem to be a group of people who are looking for change to improve the quality of life of those people who are behind. The design code 5.1, the planning design and access statement begins on page 88 onwards. I thought I had a copy in front of me, but I don't. But what it is saying is that you need to look to the future. We need to, it is just a road at the moment and a promenade and a vain open space. And what is being suggested is that we improve the whole area by giving, by having a swimming pool and also associated cafes and also housing. And people speak about public benefit. I think we should be talking about the benefit of the public is to what the improvements that can be made along Princess Parade. We need more houses. Princess Parade requires much needed improvement. And I am very much in favour of this development, though I would want some of the things to be adapted. I think to have a four-storey provision is not really acceptable. I feel sure once we can begin to have discussions about the detail, then things can be improved. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Oh. Thank you very much for the opportunity. It has been mentioned that the swimming pool is a priority. We have, for the last 8 years, tried to put a swimming pool into Hyde. Everywhere we put the swimming pool or propose a swimming pool, it's been rejected. I think Hyde would benefit from a swimming pool, and Princess Parade is possibly one of the better areas for the swimming pool. We tried on the green, that was rejected. We had a lot of people rejected a lot of the Folkestone development, and now look at it. It really is beautiful. It's improved for the town, and I'll go along with Councillor Shipton that we have to look for the future. It will be a benefit. It will look good, but possibly we have to limit the height of the buildings, and there are several different things that we could still talk about. This is only an outline planning permission, and I think it would be beneficial for Hyde. As for the land, it's not the prettiest land when you look at it. So I think a very large promenade, something there for the people, it may be an improvement. So I think I will be for this.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chairman. Firstly, I'm grateful to the other councillors for their views this morning and the views of the members of the public. I'm seeking to represent the voices of all those I represent, and there are people on both sides of this argument, but the lines that divide the supporters and opponents of this plan are blurred, to say the least. I have not heard a single voice against the idea of replacing the swimming pool in Hyde, and many people think that we as elected representatives should just get on with it. It is, however, important to note that most of the arguments in favour of replacing the current pool are not tied to any location. Indeed, when this centre was proposed on the green, it attracted a similar amount of support, though ultimately that application was withdrawn. The arguments in favour of protecting the open nature of Princess Parade are also emotional to an extent, but seem to me to be well considered and drawn from a technical basis also. Setting this specific application aside, there exists at Princess Parade an opportunity to create a significant area of open space in a community where provision is seriously lacking. This application robs residents of Seabrook of that opportunity, and while the open space included at the moment is welcome, it is surely just a token gesture aimed at serving just the residents of the new community, seemingly ignoring the needs of those already living near the site. Perhaps the biggest challenge facing the applicant is how they deal with the potential harm to the Royal Military Canal. The canal, with its status as a scheduled ancient monument, others have touched on, has national significance, and any development near it has huge potential to cause it serious harm. If the council recognised that harm, they would act to mitigate it sensibly. but this plan, which will see the road move to a location just metres away, ignores that heritage. Further, it does not make sense that the council would seek to install a site-specific policy in the emerging local plan whilst making this application, which can only be considered against existing policies. Plans for this site should be considered at a later stage against a specific policy that itself comes about following consultation with residents. Many people have sought to shape the emerging policies, and making this application risks ignoring their comments. As this is a hybrid application containing full details but only the leisure centre, we are effectively being asked for our view on the concept of development of a variety of uses at this site. Whilst supporting the general idea of affordable housing and open space, the council is powerless, I feel, to guarantee that a future developer will not produce both the affordable housing and open space provision when the reserve matters come forward. To sum up, whilst I support the element of this plan that will provide a leisure centre, I cannot support the remainder, that is, the outline application for housing, etc., because of the potential for significant harm to the Royal Military Canal and the distinct lack of assurances that the provision of affordable homes and open space will be secure once this site is handed to developers. For those reasons, I am not able to support this plan.
We're here to represent those people along with the rest of Hyde. The role is surely to act as custodians of our precious heritage, unique military history, a scheduled ancient monument, environment, wildlife, open spaces and seascapes. The opposing arguments have clearly been demonstrated in the objections received to date, as long as we support arguments. What Hyde residents need is a replacement swimming pool, not at the expense of a redeveloped seafront.
Yeah.
I don't believe it will provide the benefits and affordable housing subsequently needed. For this reason, I oppose the application.
Thank you, Chairman, and thank you, those contributors from public gallery in their objections and support, and other councillors for their comments. I've waited because I wanted to hear what people had to say. I have read the comments of Crispin Davis, who's the chairman of Hyde Civic Society. I've raised the issue that I'm a member of the Civic Society, and I haven't been consulted as to the report that he's made. I think the report is very good, but I would make the comment that perhaps it should be regarded as a comment from Crispin Davis. I did try to find the constitution for the 1981 constitution to see exactly the powers that the chairman and the committee would have in making comments on something like this, and I couldn't find it, although it's referred to online several times. I've also read the comments of Jeff Burrell, for whom I have a great deal of respect, and Jeff has been to many meetings. I've read the comments of Mr. Martin. I have stood as a lone person on Cabinet when this has been brought forward at Chefway, trying to ensure that the debate continues as to what should take place. This morning at 4:38, Mr. Eames, who is a former officer of Shepway, sent a 7-page document, which I've read, which starts, "I'm in two minds about the application submission. On the one hand, it is very well thought out, high quality and exciting, providing a new sports centre, a variety of housing types, and new accessible open spaces. On the other hand, the application fails to explicitly refer to previous planning inspector inquiry decisions not to allow housing development because of the unique open character and scenic views that areas between the sea, Royal Military Canal and further afield." In the next 7 pages, he goes through the application and makes various comments, but ultimately comes down to objections to the scheme. I've looked at this document, which is supported by papers about that thick. In Shepway District Council providing support for its outline application, and we ought to recognise that we give consent to outline applications, and it's only when the detailed application comes in that we make these essential decisions. The situation in regard to planning inspectors, one planning inspector will make a decision, and then a subsequent planning inspector will make a different decision, as far as I understand. A good example of that is on the corner of Black House Hill, where that application was refused twice by this council, and then went to planning inspector after the district had objected to it and planning consent was given. We objected as a council to Nichols Quarry being constructed, and the gallery was as full then as it is now, and yet planning consent was given. The district has spent £250,000 or thereabouts last year in making sure that the swimming pool remained open. A new roof has been constructed. Various aspects have been dealt with. One argument might be that the pool could be brought up to a proper standard in the boiler and everything else and continue to be used. I've tried to put that argument. It costs £200,000 a year or thereabouts to support the use of the pool there. With regard to finance, the argument from district has always been that it needed to have housing there to support the finance to invest the monies back into Hythe to create a leisure centre, which variously will cost between 8.5, 9, 10 million, possibly up to 13 million, I suspect, with things of slippage. There is no such funding available for Nichols Quarry. I was on District Council when we argued with the developers to provide a space at Nichols Quarry in case it could be used as a swimming pool site. If the swimming pool site is not taken, then under the 106 agreement, my recollection is that money does come into this development from the point of view of creating a leisure centre. And I think that those people who have spoken with compassion and with some cohesion. I am a person who believes in the history of Hythe. I recognise that in 1805 we were potentially going to be invaded, and therefore we have a linear fortification that's important in the context not only of the United Kingdom, as being one of only three, Offa's Dyke and Arian Wall being the other two, but also in the context of Europe. And when I was mayor, I can remember hosting 40 towns from Belgium, the Flemish area of Belgium and Walloon, and also from France on fortified towns. So we are a fortified town. I've seen pictures of what Princess Parade looked like. I've seen that the road was constructed to provide an access. There has been a rubbish dump on the site that's raised the level, according to this report, some 3 metres. And additionally, I have recognised that when it was decided to build a trench around it to prevent occupation by travellers, there was no objection at the time that I can recall. And secondly, when it was decided to use the detritus from the canal and it's been dredged, again, very little was made of it. I do recognise that there is a lot of wildlife. I do recognise the comments about the historical monument. But I also recognise that people live in this town. people want to have the facilities that go with living in a modern town. One of those facilities that the people of this town have got used to is the presence of a swimming pool. Also, the need for housing. And I accept that with regard to Fisherman's Beach, some of the housing there is unacceptable from the point of view of expense to people to buy property in this town. And when people talk about the absence of low-cost housing or housing associations on the seafront, you've only got to go next to the swimming pool to see a housing association and the number of properties that are there for people to use. There are other aspects in the district where housing have been provided. We're looking at comments about Ship Street, for instance, and whether that site can be brought back to use as development for housing because of the cost of clearance of the site. You're looking at places like Otterpool, which has not been given consent to, and therefore is something that is going to proceed to whatever conclusion. However, we are in the 21st century. It is as it is, as they say, in that we need a new pool. The prospects are that if we can't have that pool there and leisure centre, there may potentially, I only say potentially, I'm not saying, I mean, if this were refused, then the district would have to look at other issues, I'm sure. But I'm here as a Hyde Town Councillor. I do represent people in the town. I do recognise their objections. I do recognise those in favour. I do recognise that there are 800 members of the swimming pool. I do recognise that there are 800 or so members of the civic society. And unfortunately, it comes down to I represent and I have to make a decision. And I'm just like Mr. Eames in a quandary. But I've been consistent in one thing, and that is I want to swim the pool in Hythe. We have had alternative sites. I have pushed for the present site. I have pushed for South Road development. I stood in this bear pit and argued the position about the green. I still take the view that the covenant there is challengeable. However, that is history gone, and it is there for ever. It would have been an admirable site with access from the other side, but that argument is gone. So we've had Nichols Quarry. The question is there finance for it? We've had the other sites where on each occasion, it's proven to be inviolable. We can't do it. If this town is to breathe and to do things, yes, it has to have open spaces. Yes, those open spaces are protected in a lot of ways. This is a space that will continue to be an open space. The idea that all
what a knowledge of it.
How can it be open if it's covered in houses?
And I have to say that comment by the gentleman there is sometimes typical of the opposition to any decision that is made in this town that doesn't suit an individual. There are 49 to 50 people in this hall. There are 16,500 people who live in Hythe. There is the hinterland to Hythe. We have to represent what we believe to be right. This is an outline planning application. It is not a detailed application, and we are not making that decision because we are advisory. We are making a comment on behalf of the parish of Hythe, the town of Hythe, to the development control, who will make the ultimate decision. If that decision is not liked, it will go up the further. And we all know that there can be objections and there are potentially objections to anything. However, I think that this report, that the need for a swimming pool, that the need for some housing in the area, and the fact that there will be an amelioration of the difficulties that are perceived, deserve the outline. And I don't expect, but thank you, to be going to that.
I have concern about certain elements of this proposal.
He knows how much it's going to cost.
But predominantly the outline proposal. But I am supportive of the provision of new leisure complex. It's not the size that I would like. The one proposed on the green gives me far more pleasure as the size of a leisure unit than the one that's going to be proposed for Princess Parade. But there are reasons for that, and in accommodating the scale of the centre in its proposed site, I think that's the reason why it's been downscaled. Probably cost as well. As regards accessibility, the proposed pool is less than 1.4 miles away from the current site. Nichols Quarry is 2.4 miles away. It's still pretty centric to Hythe and the post and moving it towards the margin. And as regards access to the site for leisure and pleasure, I think that element of Princess Parade is actually an eyesore. When you walk along the seafront, there's no pleasure to looking at the remnants and the rubbish. There are three proposals, and I've looked at all three of them in the plans. The move of the road should not damage the military canal, and will in fact open it up for access. Greater access to the public and better accessibility as indeed there are for the other 20 odd miles of the canal. As regards the affordable housing units, there are 30% or 40, up to 40% in the outline plan process, and I would fight extremely hard for that figure not to be reduced in any way. Do we have a proposal as to how we proceed with this application?
Propose that we proceed with the application that we consent.
Absolutely. Right, we have a proposal that the application as defined in the latest version is supported. Is that your proposal?
Detail will come back to this council, will be considered in the development control district and as an outline application, then subsequently as a detailed application. So, as Mr. Gentleman from has said, there will be a number of people who might wish to object, and those objections will be taken into account.
Just a point of information. My colleague keeps referring to this as an outline application. This is a hybrid application.
Yes.
Yeah. Including a full application for the leisure centre and an outline application for everything else.
Yes,
important.
That's a fair point, and a point. Thank you for that. Another comment one might make is it's without the housing, the argument is that the financing is not available to build the pool. I cannot see the pool being built in isolation there. And additionally, the land is owned by district. We talked about the developer before, didn't we? I mean, I don't know what's going to happen with regard to development, but I would imagine they will maintain some control over what's going to happen there. Yes, you're right. It's a hybrid application for the pool, but it's an outline application for what's left. And I think the basic argument that's come forward is an objection to the housing that's going to be there, not an objection to the pool. And I'm sure a lot of people would be perfectly happy for a pool to be there if it was just a pool.
No.
As I've said, I'm not wishing to partake. 49 to 50 people in this hall are objecting.
Because they feel strongly.
Clarify your proposal is for supporting the full application comprising 2,961 square metre leisure centre use capacity to include an associated park, open spaces and children's spaces. Correct. But there are concerns from virtually all councillors, I would suggest, about the hybrid. That is the proposal in the protocol. Have you all voted? What? You are.
I think I'm against it.
Thank you.